Hi, good afternoon. I'm Nantia Watayu. I'm from Bangkok, Thailand. Today, I'm glad to be here in order to share you with my work and also willing to have a feedback from you for my work. Actually, this presentation, I will focus only on the effect to evaluate program, but I'm gonna brief about how I developed the program. As you may know that the HIV AIDS still be the global health issue, including Thailand. You know, because of the, even though we have the, we develop established several strategy, you know, in order to resolve the problem, both in the public government or non-government, but we still see the infection, the new case increase. It's not like a rapidly like 2 decades ago, but it's still, you know, increasing. And also the disturbing lies the proportion of the students who are actually sexually active among male and female. You know, because of the 40% of the new case is among the youth group, that means they may be infect when they are like adolescent, you know. And actually, this is the, we have the behavioral surveillance every year, and we found the rising rate of the student who in the high school increasing have the sexual intercourse, you know, at earlier rate. And also, you know, like a young Thai woman also more likely to engage in the premarital sexual relationship than earlier generation. And because of the Bangkok, you know, because this study conduct in Bangkok, as you may know that Bangkok is the capital in Thailand, and we also have several entertainment facility, and also, you know, because of the social and economic change, adolescent like to more engage in the high risk like a sex and also the drug abuse, you know, that may put them at risk for the HIV risk taking behavior. And also we have the few HIV education program are designed to educate the adolescent. Most of the program in the school setting, but just like a one session in the health education class, you know. And and also we don't have and now I think maybe because of the funding of the government, they don't care about the promotion and prevention, they more focus on the treatment and care, you know, because of, you may be recognized that Thailand is really seem to be successful in order to reduce the number of the HIV infection, but now we focus on, you know, the treatment and care rather than the prevention and promotion. And have you heard about the Thailand abortion, 202 a body that found in the temple, I think last maybe 4 or 5 months ago, you know, that really shocked new from over society too, because of abortion in Thailand is illegal, and most of adolescents when they pregnant, sometimes the family don't know, you know, and they do abortion like that make them at risk for their health also, you know, and they, we found the body, the fetus, you know, the baby body in the temple because of the smell, and also and someone in that because the temple in the community, and after that when we have to campaign for that, and we found a lot of body than we expected. That's why now in Thailand we really have the new campaign about the teenage pregnancy. And also the many program offer the brief intervention that may not sufficient, insufficient to like motivate the adolescent in order to do the preventive health behavior, and also not the culturally or developmental appropriate for the intent audience, you know. This study utilized the methodology of the rapid assessment, response, and evaluation in order to gain insight into the local needs and design a prevention program to match the pattern of the HIV/AIDS spread. Actually, the LAR is developed by the WHO. I use LAR in order to do the rapid assessment. We train the few team members. Actually, before we start the project, we defined what kind of the stakeholder that should, you know, involve. And then we have 13 person to work as the community worker, working group, or we call like community advisory board, you know, including community health nurse, school teacher, and the policeman that who work in the community, and community development personnel, and we also include adolescent, you know, because of, actually at the first we did not include the adolescent, and then we train the, after we discuss about the problem, actually when I start, I'm looking for the woman, and when we talk with the community, and they see that their community have the problem with the youth, adolescent, teenager, and then we change the population. After that, we train the field team member in order to collect the data. Actually, for the lab, we use the qualitative and quantitative, like a mixed method, in order to triangulate the qualitative and quantitative data. And we do the focus group, we do the in-depth interview, we do the mapping, and we do observation, and also do the state survey. You know, after the first project, the data come, we find the finding show that, you know, we really have the high list of the adolescent who engage in drug and sex. We found like 18% out of, you know, 18%. Already have sex at the earlier age, like 12 to 15. And also the community also really want to have the intervention or the program in order to, you know, educate adolescents. And the one that in the they concern, they mention about now, you know, because of maybe it's like HIV/AIDS used to be rapidly increasing, like I told you 2 decades ago, and now we really like get used to it, and then we did not focus on the providing the health education. That's why in this community, especially the school teacher and also the community leader, they really want this to be implemented, you know. And after that, we develop the program. Part of the program development, we include the adolescent to be part of, you know, like a advisory board, and we conduct the focus group again in order to see what kind of the intervention that adolescent really need, and like a more cultural and age appropriate for the adolescent. The one thing that we found is like, some community, they are Muslim, you know, and talking about sex is taboo for their culture. And surprising me a lot, because of the adult, I mean the key performance, they really want their children, I mean, to learn how to use the condom, because they say like we cannot, you know, ask them or tell them don't have a sex. So they believe if, you know, we cannot like stop them from having sex, so we need to teach them how to use the condom correctly. This is maybe not surprising you, like like you maybe get used to about this, but in Thailand, you know, we have a different story. And for, like I said, after that, we developed the curriculum, and then we implement the program. My presentation going to focus on evaluation, because we do the rapid assessment and we do the response, and then now we in the final phase, you know, we do the evaluate the program. This study used the pre-test, post-test control group using the randomized cluster design. And the study took place in the community that located in the catchment area of the health center 26 in Bangkok. And we used the systematic random sampling. We 10 community out of 15 community were selected. And then we randomly assigned 5 community in the intervention and 5 community in the comparison group. The inclusion criteria and the adolescent who will participate in this study should have the age between 12 to 22 who are living in the selected community and willing to participate in the study with the providing voluntary informed consent. And we exclude adolescent that the parent does not disallow them to participate. We have that issue too, because during I conduct the study, I have the phone call, you know, to make sure to ask about what is the study about, because of the children want to go to the program, want to join the program, but because of they heard from the friend, but their family, I mean their parents don't allow, so unfortunately some adolescents don't have a chance to join the program. And a total sample of the 120 participants included in this study to decide the power analysis at the 0.8. And as I mentioned about the, you know, we developed the program. The name Teen Stop Aids may be not exciting, right? But this name is the adolescent who is they name this program. So that's why I'm just like let it like what they want, you know. As I said, this program is a community-based cultural AIDS appropriate HIV prevention program that developed by the multidisciplinary team from the community health nurse, school teacher, adolescent, parent, and social worker. And the content of the program based on, you know, health belief model and social cognitive theory. The objective of the program is to increase the knowledge about the HIV AIDS and to enhance the belief in the value of the safer sex, including abstinence or delay the sexual activity, and to enhance the confidence in ability to negotiate the safer sex, increase the condom use if sexually active, and to decrease the number of sexual partners if sexually active, and to use the condom correctly. And this program used the, you know, several activity that like a fun activity like game and video and low pay, and do the condom demonstration. We did like a day camp, you know, consist of the 6 session, 1 hour per each, and use the small group like a 10 adolescent per group. Actually, this is a the content and also the duration of the program is confirmed by adolescent that who want it. Actually, we want the longer, you know, but adolescent and also the adult, I mean the community member, they're afraid that if we extend for, you know, every weekend, and maybe we're gonna lose, you know, adolescent who gonna join the program. So that's why they think it's just only 1 day, like a day camp. It's it might be better. And the program delivery by the trained adult facilitator include the community health nurse, co-teacher, and HIV-AIDS positive person, graduate nursing student, and the researcher. Adult facilitator get training 6 hours, you know, in order to ensure that they implement the fidelity that, you know, like they implement the same way in order to reduce the facilitator effect. The instrument, we have a 91 item self-administration questionnaire. We do the phase and content validity by expert panel and the reliability assessed by the Coinbug Alpha. This is for the reliability is like exceptional, just for some scale that is a little bit, you know, like a 0.6, but it's still exceptional, okay? And for the ethical consideration, we collect the data after get approval from the Mahidol University IRB, and on the adolescent who agree to participate receive the information summary before informed consent was signed. And adolescent less than 18 years old provide the assent and obtain the written informed consent from the parent. And participation was voluntary, like could withdraw at any time and refuse to answer any question because of, you know, some question is really like a sensitive. They maybe don't want to, you know, like answer that. We tell them that they can refuse. Adolescent will ensure the information would be strictly confidential. However, we use the like a confidential identification that the adolescent create by themselves in order to match pre-test and post-test and follow up. We do the four time data collection. You know, we do before intervention and immediately after intervention, and we do the follow up study at 3 months and 6 months. For the data analysis, we use the Dobry multivariate analysis for the repeated measure to examine the mean difference between group and within group for longitudinal data, and we use the chi-square statistic and in order to see difference between for the demographic data comparison. I have 2 minutes, so. most of the participants is female. You know, the average is just 12.4 years, and 50% they study in the primary school, and most of them living with the parent, and like just half they live their own house. You know, because of this community is like a low socioeconomic, and you know, their parent background is also, you know, like a low education and low income. And we did the baseline to compare the baseline data in order to make sure that there is the, you know, the similar before we start to implement the program. We use a t-test and chi-square because even though we use a randomized assignment, we think that they're gonna do their job, but we still see the some significant like age and housing type and some HIV risk-taking behavior at pre-test that they are different. But most of the demographic and outcome data is like similar. This is just like the baseline data that we found significant for the outcome, only the HIV risk-taking behavior. And this is the mean difference between four times. And for knowledge, belief, attitude, self-efficacy, and behavior, and we found that after we implement the program, most of the outcome increased at the second time. And after that, time three and time four, a little bit down. And we use the Dobby MANOVA, you know, in order to do the overall of the outcome, and we found that the overall we found the significant of, you know, we found the significant main effect and interaction effect. You maybe can see the p-value, you know, and the f, and also the effect size. The eta square, we found that we have the teen stop aid program had a large effect size in improving outcome variable between two study group over time. But for the overall multivariate, we found a significant both mean effect and interaction effect. So when we look at the individual outcome, you know, we found only the knowledge, attitude, and HIV risk-taking behavior that have the significant effect. For the preventive self-efficacy and belief, it's not significant. Most in the like a knowledge, we found just moderate effect. And for the belief, we found not significant. And also the attitude, the moderate effect, and we not found the significant for the preventive self-efficacy. And we also found the moderate in HIV risk-taking behavior. As the overall the program, you know, like I said, we found some positive effect on the outcome. So, but this study also have the limitation because we use the cell report, you know, that maybe, you know, there may be answer like intentional or maybe unintentional accuracy and also social disability. And for the recommendation, we think when we design or evaluate the program, we still need to this kind of the program in order to using the interactive learning method and also use the evaluation program. And we found that employing a community-based participatory research is really important. And as I said at the beginning, my study using the cluster randomized design. So actually the statistic that maybe to use the hierarchy analysis, maybe we can, I'm not sure, I did not try it yet. For the next step, I will try to see if I use the hierarchy and use the repeated measure to see how different between, you know, these two data analysis. And the conclusion, you know, we still need more work. It's necessary to design specific approach, especially for the sexually experienced adolescent. And I mean, part of my intervention, I think I will improve. I mean, if we want to do this kind of the intervention again, we need to focus on the belief and self-efficacy, what kind of innovative approach that can help to alter the belief and also enhance the self-efficacy for adolescents. Any questions? Oh, thank you.